Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula. Chapter 6, Scene 4, Two Verses About Putana. In this connection, we recall what Uddhava told Vidura after Krishna's disappearance from this world. Aho bakiyam stanakala kutam jighansa ya paya yadyap yasadvi lebhe gatin datri uchitang tatonyam kamva dayalum sharanang vrajema. Alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than Krishna, who granted the position of mother to the she-demon Putana, although she was unfaithful, and prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breath by him. Here is an example of the extreme mercy of the Lord, even to his enemy. It is said that a nobleman accepts the good qualities of a person of doubtful character, just as one accepts nectar from a stock of poison. In his babyhood, Krishna was administered deadly poison by Putana, a she-demon, who tried to kill the wonderful baby. And because Putana was a demon, it was impossible for her to know that the Supreme Lord, even though playing the part of a baby, was none less than the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna's value as the Supreme Lord did not diminish upon his becoming a baby to please his devotee, Yashoda. The Lord may assume the form of a baby or a shape other than that of a human being, but it does not make the slightest difference. Krishna is always the same Supreme, whereas a living creature, however powerful he or she may become by dint of severe penance, can never become equal to the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna accepted the motherhood of Putana because she pretended to be an affectionate mother, allowing Krishna to suck her breast. The Lord accepts the least qualification of the living entity and awards him or her the highest reward. That is the standard of Krishna's character. Therefore, who but the Lord can be the ultimate shelter? Tokena jiva haranang yaduruki kayas trimasi kasya chapada shakato pavritta yad ringa tantara gatena divisprishurva un mulanang tu itarafarjunayorna bhavyam. Lord Brahma said to his son, the great Saint Narada, there is no doubt about Lord Krishna being the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, how was it possible for Krishna to kill a giant demon like Putana when he was just on the lap of his mother? To overturn a cart with his leg when he was only 3 months old? To uproot a pair of Arjuna trees so high that they touched the sky when he was only crawling? All these activities are impossible for anyone other than the Lord himself. One cannot manufacture God by one's mental speculation or by numerical votes, as has become a practice for the less intelligent class of men. God is God eternally, and an ordinary living entity is eternally part and parcel of God. God is one without a second, and the ordinary living entities are many without number. All such living entities are maintained by God Himself, and that is the verdict of the Vedic literature. When Krishna was on the lap of his mother, the demon Putana appeared before his mother and prayed to nurture the child in her lap. Mother Yashoda agreed, and the child was transferred onto the lap of Putana, who was in the garb of a respectable lady. Putana wanted to kill the child, smearing poison on the nipple of her breast. But when everything was complete, the Lord sucked her breast along with her very air of life, and the demon's gigantic body, said to be as long as 6 miles, fell down. But Lord Krishna did not need to expand himself to the length of the she-demon Putana, although he was quite competent to extend himself more than 6 miles long. In his Vamana incarnation, Krishna posed himself as a dwarf Brahmana, but when Vamana took possession of the land promised by Bali Maharaj, Vamana expanded his footstep to the top of the universe, extending over thousands and millions of miles. So it was not very difficult for Krishna to perform a miracle by extending his bodily feature. But Krishna had no desire to do it because of his deep filial love for his mother, Yashoda. For if Yashoda had seen Krishna in her lap, extending 6 miles to cope with the she-demon Putana, then the natural filial love of Yashoda would have been hurt, because in that way, Yashoda would have come to know that her so-called son, Krishna, was actually God Himself. And with the knowledge of the Godhood of Krishna, Yashoda Mayi would have lost the temper of her love for Krishna as a natural mother. But as far as Lord Krishna is concerned, He is God always, either as a child on the lap of His mother or as the coverer of the universe, Vamana Dev. Krishna does not require to become God by undergoing severe penances, although some men think of becoming God in that way. By undergoing severe austerities and penances, one cannot become one nor equal with God, but one can attain most of the godly qualities. A living being can attain godly qualities to a large extent, but cannot become God, whereas Krishna, without undergoing any type of penance, is God always, either in the lap of His mother, or growing up, or at any stage of growth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.